We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Trippin'. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
It's been a real treat filling in for Lawrence today. Zach Zaidman with you. It is time for transition as we welcome in Parkins and Spiegel. But before we say hello to them, I want them and you to listen to something that we played on the score a little bit earlier this afternoon. This is Dick Butkus on the Rich Eisen Show.
All right, let me go to the third rail subject. Do you think Nagy's the guy, Dick Butkus? What do you think?
I expected more, let me say this. I expected more. People ask me, you think they're going to fire him? And the McCaskies will not fire anybody during the year. If anything happens, him or Pace, I mean, in Chicago, they want to lynch him. But I'm just disappointed in everything the Bears are doing. I mean, I get so frustrated watching him. I don't know. It's just, they got to start from ground zero, but they already have ground zero with Fields. Now let's get somebody around him and in front of him to save his life.
I love it. Absolutely love it that Dick Butkus sounds like everyone that calls the station every single day. And he's right. It doesn't seem like it should be this hard, guys, to get an offense that accentuates the things that Justin Fields does well.
What's up, Zach? Yeah, Dick Butkus for score caller of the year. Let's do it. Let's have him on.
I feel like he goes Bears away. Mondays. He goes away for stretches for like years at a time, and then something happens and he reemerges, and you're like, that guy can still talk. He's still good. Like he does. He could do media stuff or acting or sell grills like he used to. Like he just chooses not to for the most part.
Let's have him on.
I agree.
Let's have him on. It's like when Mayor Lightfoot comes on and just goes full meatball on the Bears. It's like, oh yeah, everybody in this town has Bears takes. Everybody.
Which is great. That's why this is such a great sports city. I think the other thing that stood out to me, I don't know if you guys heard the entire interview with Rich Eisen, he went off on the taunting stuff because he watched the game on TV in Pittsburgh, and he had so many takes. I don't know if we have it queued up. Maybe Herb can get it going, but if we have an opportunity, you want to hear what Butkus had to say about the taunting stuff. And yeah, he talked about getting royalties for all the TV shows that he's been on since the 1970s and all that kind of stuff. But it was the football stuff was what drew me in. And Herb, do we have the stuff that Butkus said about taunting?
It's after 2 o'clock, Zach. Herb is done working for the day, right. So he's moving very slowly over there. But but he'll look for
not
it.
Herb just has to hang around and pretend that he likes our show.
Yeah,
you know. I get it.
He does it like
he pretends. Always, he pretends. He does a good job.
He does. He's always firing off these takes on Twitter. I'm like, man, save some of these for our show. Papa Mike.
It's my fault because I didn't ask you guys what's on tap. So he didn't hear what you guys have in store for today. What do you have in store?
Well, we'll talk a lot of Bulls and baseball and Bears and, you know, just hang out. I mean, it's been a long time since Spiegel and I have done a show together. He was out yesterday. We had done 36 shows in a row together. And unfortunately, the Iron Man streak was broken.
So we start anew.
Dave Wonstead in studio today as well.
Oh, yeah, Wani in studio. Looking forward to that as always. Love those segments. I was show prepping, so didn't get a chance to hear the great Brad Biggs with you. Zach, I always catch his segments on Mully and Haw. I make sure never to miss it. What do you feel like you learned from Brad over the last hour about the state of these Bears at the moment?
Well, you don't want to hear it, but there are layered issues with this team. It's not just one specific thing that's impacting the offense. There are a lot of different things at play. For example, there was a big conversation about the penalties that took place in Pittsburgh and some of the things that on the surface appear to be coaching issues where, you know, coming out of a timeout, a guy is lined up in the wrong spot and boom, there goes the play that you had spent the entire timeout talking about in order to execute properly. And yeah, you can say that that's a coaching issue, but at some point, the player himself has the responsibility of listening and executing. And that's why you always hear Bill Belichick talking about do your job, right? You have one thing to concentrate on. Make sure that you concentrate on that one thing, because if you don't, the whole thing blows up. So stuff like that. But I do think big picture, and I spent time talking to Jared Payton about this too earlier in the show. Why is it that it's taken so long to construct an offense that works to this quarterback skill?
Stubbornness, right? First, number one is Matt Nagy's stubbornness and wanting to do what he wanted to do because it's all he'd known and he has this opportunity. That's number one. And then, I don't know, because once it transitioned to laser, it still has looked like it's taken a while. The thing is, what they're doing now is pretty simple, isn't it, Zach? Like, it's pretty straightforward stuff. It looks a lot like what Bill Lazor did as the offensive coordinator with Andy Dalton in Cincinnati. This is not groundbreaking stuff. And when a quarterback's really good, you don't need a big, fancy, highfalutin scheme necessarily.
Well, I think that, again, there are layered answers here. For example, I think part of the big problem, and this is something that we talked about with Brad, and it's also been of my opinion because people have forgotten this. Remember the Sunday night game against Kansas City at Soldier Field when Patrick Mahomes put the 10 fingers up after he scored the touchdown? And Chris Collinsworth at the time said that, you know, everyone talks about Allen Robinson, and if you put Allen Robinson on the Chiefs, maybe, he's the third best weapon on the team. And I think there are a lot of people that have overrated the guys that the quarterback on the Bears, whoever it is throwing to. And they're probably not as good as the people at Hallis Hall think. Definitely this city thinks. I mean, you heard all the conversations. Allen Robinson's a good player. He's not a difference maker because he doesn't have the speed that the great wide receivers in the game have. So if you don't scare, and what scares a defense more than anything? It's speed. It's speed and size. It's those matchup nightmares. The Bears don't have those guys. You know, they have good players that can make plays, but they don't have the kinds of players that when everything is falling apart, you can create a big play based off natural ability. Fields has that. Fields has the opportunity to do that. But as great of a talent base that he has, he's not at a level yet where he can do the things that, say, you see Aaron Rodgers do, where because of your experience and ability, that combination, the knowledge of the game, the knowledge of your offense, the knowledge of what the defense is going to do no matter what you run, that you can play games with defenses. And I think that, in large part, is one of the reasons that you just scratch your head sometimes when you watch the Bears play from an offensive standpoint. But there was a lot to like in Pittsburgh, right?
Well, right. So that my premise of the question, why has it taken so long to develop a good offense with this quarterback? Has it? It was a seventh start.
They lost.
Well, no, I understand that. But, I mean, the on the road, top 10 defense, seventh start, and looked really good. Like, obviously, Matt Nagy is more likely to be fired than not because the 4 years of offensive production has been bad. And I think he handled Justin Fields horribly since he got him there. I think he should have been getting first-team reps. I think he should have been given a real chance to win the job. I would have started him game one against the Rams and forgotten about the Andy Dalton project. But so I've had plenty of disagreements with Matt Nagy, but like from the Cleveland game to the Pittsburgh game, where the Cleveland game is the single worst NFL game plan I've ever seen executed, right? Jadeveon Clowney and Myles Garrett against Jermaine Ifedi and Jason Peters with no extra blockers for a rookie making his first start on the road. Worst game plan ever. Gets him sacked, gets the future of the franchise sacked 9 times. To 6 games later, they should have won, or at least 31 points should have been scored, which would have been enough to win if not for the officiating. And I know 7 of those came on special teams. I feel like 7 games from the Browns to here with no real first team reps in training camp is actually making me fairly optimistic for what we might see the second half of this season.
Right, but he was running the same offense even with the second team, and you could say he's running it now with better players than he had when he was initially learning it throughout the offseason. What I would say, and I agree with you,
I don't think it's the same offense, though.
Yeah, Dalton was running Nagy's offense, and now they're running Bill Lazor's, snaps from under center and, like, the dropbacks and the play action as opposed to...
And the moving pocket and the bootlegs and
the
stuff like that.
The read and react stuff.
And not running out of the gun as much, but doing different run plays from under center that can actually pair with the play action.
This goes back to the layering of issues here. You know, you have a quarterback who is much more comfortable in the shotgun, but the Bears run the ball better when they have the quarterback under center. I mean, there's a whole lot of stuff here that we could get into. But to Danny's point, I think no matter who you think is the best quarterback in the NFL today, this is what worried me until the Pittsburgh game. Whoever you think is the best quarterback, whether it's Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, when they got an opportunity to see the field for the first time, and with each quarterback, it's different. Took Rodgers 3 years, took Brady a little bit more than a year. It took a training camp for Russell Wilson. But almost immediately, you saw the signs of greatness. And you didn't really see that from Justin Fields or any real hint of it. You saw the great running ability against San Francisco and a nice throw here or there. But throws and flashes don't make great quarterbacks. It's the ability to do it consistently. He consistently did it in Pittsburgh when the pressure was on in the biggest moments. And that was the first time you sat back and said, there it is.
Well, we hear you, man. And we're talking to Justin tomorrow and looking forward to it because something has clicked over the past 3 weeks for him, confidence-wise, decisiveness-wise, assertiveness-wise. And some of the players are talking about how he's more assertive with them on the field. And we know he's been more assertive with the wide receivers. Let's get on Zooms together, talk about our patterns. He has stepped up and gotten more comfortable and more confident. And that has coincided very nicely with them finally getting the game plan in a place that makes more sense. Looking forward to talking to him tomorrow.
And looking forward to hearing him talk to you. I think the other thing, and you guys mentioned how you wanted to see Fields immediately, reps with the ones right away. I would submit that it was clear, starting with the Cleveland game, and yes, the game plan was bad, but I think we would all agree that Fields didn't look ready to play in the NFL the first couple of games. And I think what's been nice is that now you're seeing him play, and he doesn't like talking about the speed of the game. And I know if you guys ask him about that tomorrow, he'll go in a different direction. But the speed of the game has been a big thing because the reason he's looked much better, both against San Francisco and Pittsburgh, is because he's adjusted the speed of his play, meaning there's urgency, there's a better pace of play. He understands now, you know what? I know that they want me to drop back and take a look at all these progressions, but because of the limitations in front of me, I don't have the time to do that. And I'm not at a level yet where I can quickly process everything like a Tom Brady does. So I need to buy myself more time. And you've heard the word decisiveness. And you could ask Wani about this. You've seen the decisiveness. And that, I think, is what's changed over the last couple of games. And if you can keep speeding that up and keep watching him grow coming out of the bye, there's a lot to be excited about going forward. The question is, can this head coach and his staff maximize that guy's ability for the remainder of the season? Because if not, we know there's going to be a new staff next year.
Yep, that's the storyline for the second half of the season. Why aren't you on Twitch, Zach? You gotta be where I'm looking at Twitch. Gotta get you in there with the Twitch mob.
I'm old.
What do you mean you're old?
I'm old. I don't know how to use this stuff.
You got a computer with a camera on it?
You know, I don't have the camera. It's broken. If it wasn't broken, we could make that stuff happen.
Okay, you're not that old. I mean, You're old. We are in agreement on you being old, but you're not that. No, you're not Spiegel old.
I'm old.
Yeah, you're not Spiegel old.
This has happened now, Zach. I've transitioned into the elder statesman somehow with these jamokes in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Hey, you're giving yourself way too much credit.
That's true.
You're not there yet.
Yeah.
So it was award-winning radio, is what you're saying. Yeah.
I think it was. This was a real thrill for me to be able to share this transition with a couple of play-by-play voices. Good stuff. Zach, are you in tomorrow for Lawrence?
No, I am not. I'm in tomorrow for Mullion Hall with Tom Thayer, 5 to 9 right here on
Sports. Oh, nice. Any time spent with Tom Thayer is time well spent. So, yeah, our only guest today is Dave Wannstedt. We got Justin Fields tomorrow, but we got a ton to get into, including the highlight of the year, arguably the game of the year for the Bulls, but then also this tough Vucevic news that's coming across, testing positive for the coronavirus, 10 days minimum that he'll be out, which takes him out for the entirety of this 5-game West Coast trip at a minimum.
Sucks.
So that's tough news to start us off today. But, you know, we'll do our normal brand of nonsense and have some fun, Zach. Good stuff, man.
All right. Have a great show, guys. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.